Joining me in studio, we've got AltaFit. We're going to learn a little bit about Ultimate Warrior Ninja, super crazy workout stuff. I guess from top to bottom, let me introduce everyone here that we've got on our show. It's going to be, I'm pretty excited to learn about this totally. All right, so Mike Salenzi.
That was
over
good.
Here
yep,
in the left corner. I got it. Good. When he introduced himself, when I introduced myself to him, when he walked in, he was like a Salenzi and he put it up with the pizza. And it was, I'm not going to forget that ever. Tori Clement and Brian Redard. Did I get that right?
Yes, Redard.
Redard. Okay. So welcome to the show, first and foremost. I have watched a few American Ninja Warrior things. And so, who, raise your hand. Some of you guys were all like competed in it at some point.
Those guys.
Right.
Yeah.
What's your problem?
I know. They don't like me. I competed on a Netflix series that was.
Oh, okay. Well, that's like relative. You know,
yeah,
I mean,
right.
I feel like
close
that's
enough.
Yeah. I mean, honestly, I know we're at like a radio station, but I hate to say this, but like Netflix is like rolling.
Killing
like,
it.
Yeah. Killing like it. I feel like TV radio, you know, I got a podcast too. You know, I think things are going to that on demand world. So, you know what? I think right now they might look like the bigger winner, but over time, you'll have that Netflix and people are going to be like, TV? What's TV?
Right.
Cable? Weird.
Right.
So first and foremost, what is AltaFit? We're going to get into that. And then I also want to know a little bit like kind of what got you guys into this? Cause it's not every day that, well, now I think kids wake up and want to be a ninja, but there was like a 15, basically between Bruce Lee and now, I don't think anyone wanted to be a ninja. So I want to learn a little bit about like what prompted Ninja Warrior workouts. So what is AltaFit?
There's two companies kind of within one company. So AltaFit is a sub company within Ultimate Ninjas. AltaFit is the adult version for adults to come play because you hear the word ninja and a lot of adults don't assume it's necessarily for them.
They're not fun adults.
Right. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Right. Yeah. That's what we believe. But no, but for the everyday person who wants to come in and get a cool new exercise routine in their schedule, you know, that's what AltaFit is all about. We created a workout that's really fun, really uplifting community. And then for those people that do want to try those obstacles, the ones that have watched American Ninja Warrior and kind of said, you know, maybe I can try that, or I think I could do that, or I definitely could do that. Now you have the opportunity where we have the facilities that are just knocked out, you know, top to bottom, built by the same company that builds the actual TV show American Ninja Warrior. So, you know, the obstacles are legit and they're good for kids as well as adults. So AltaFit now gives the adults a chance to come in, partaking in what we call an OC fusion class, where we're going to be doing a little bit of obstacles and a little bit of regular fitness. So you're getting the fundamentals and you're still getting a chance to play on the obstacles.
And it's safer than jumping off a sofa.
100%. We got lots of pads.
Yeah. Padding is important. Sofas are good for padding, I think, when you're like 2 feet tall, but then once you get to like 3 and 4 feet, you start running into like the arm guards and
yeah,
it's no good.
Exactly.
I think I jumped off a sofa not that long ago, actually. but that's a different story. So you guys who were the non-Netflixers, what was it about this that sort of drove you to be like, you know what, I want to start a gym? Well, it sounds like you guys have been in fitness for like the last decade anyway. I mean, you have to be to get into to become a ninja warrior to start with, I feel
right.
Like.
Right. So I've actually been on American Ninja Warrior for 5 seasons. And back then, there was no places to train for this stuff,
yeah.
Right? So I knew right off the bat, I was like, I want to do an American Ninja Warrior training gym. Back then, I didn't have the means to do it. And now we're opening up two new locations. We've got Ultimate Ninjas in Libertyville and Ultimate Ninjas in Naperville, opening almost back to back.
Sweet. I live in Glen Ellyn. So, you know, one of the things that complaint I always get from people listening is, I guess Chicago Tech is sort of like in this bubble. Hopefully it doesn't burst, but this bubble downtown Chicago. And people who listen to the show are all over the place. And they're always talking about how I have these great solutions and great things they can do, but it's always downtown. And they're like, I live in the suburbs. Like, what can I do? So you have a Naperville location now. So those who are in it can get into the, you know, can get into the real deal out in the burbs.
Right.
What was it about the Ninja Warrior, like not just the workout, but like the Ninja Warrior mentality that made you want to start a gym around it?
It's so much fun. So these obstacles are the hardest obstacles in the world. And for me, with a gymnastics background, after I graduated college, I'm like, what am I going to do? You know, and then I found this TV show and it pushes me and motivates me to work out, which is so much fun. And I'm not sitting there just lifting a weight up and down. I'm swinging off things. I'm running up walls. And I just, the enjoyment I get from it is unbelievable.
So one of the questions I want to ask is just out of curiosity is how fit do you have to be to start? Like, can I be a complete slob and show up and be like, I'm just going to dangle from a ring and then we'll just see? Like, what are my options here?
This is for everybody. And that's what's so awesome about it. So The ultimate ninja aspect of it is kind of geared towards kids, but we're also, this is where I'm going to train for the TV show.
Yeah.
So we're doing adult classes as well that is going to cater to everybody.
I feel like that's going to blow up. I'm just telling you, honestly, I think that like, how cool. Like, it'd be so awesome to be able to go through, like, you know, I don't know, maybe I'm a weirdo, but when you're like walking the dog and you see like a kid's jungle gym, like how many people, even at like 50, don't want to hop on that right. jungle gym?
I agree with you 100%. And that's what this is. It's an adult playground. We've got custom padding everywhere, so it's safe. And we've got people that are familiar with the show and know how to teach things to keep it safe. So yeah. it's going to be awesome.
All right. So walk me through the workout itself. I'm going to go to Tori on this one. If I am me who looks like I'm surprisingly strong, I have some agility, doesn't look that way. I'd sneak up on you a little bit. But I'm not like the most, let's say that like pull-ups aren't like a thing I do real well or at all. What does a workout for me look like? How do I come to your gym and I'm like, I want to get in shape, but I also want to like be able to do stuff.
Yeah. So I think that's where UltraFit comes in. We offer adult classes in the morning. So like Brian was talking about before, not only is it functional fitness where you're finding yourself doing, you know, push-ups and squats and things like that, but we're also going to integrate some form of fundamental obstacle training. So if someone like you who, you know, typically does not work out or even...
No, I work out. I work out twice a week. It doesn't look like it, but
okay,
I work out twice a week.
All right. Well, then if you've never touched an obstacle before, we definitely do workouts where we can tailor it back for someone who's brand new. And we can also advance the class for somebody who's had a little bit more experience. So what you said before about hanging from rings and, you know, cliffhangers and just basic fundamental getting confidence to even attack obstacles, I think is something that a lot of people come to us for, is their mental training as well as their physical training. So adult classes are there in the morning for people who are, you know, maybe a little bit too timid or a little inexperienced to get on obstacles. And then we also offer adult classes at nighttime. Those are a little bit more open, a little bit less structured. There is a structure to it, but the workouts in the morning are structured and made for people like that.
Awesome. Yep. And then you talked about the fact that you've got this sort of built for kids as well, and I'm sure that that's a no-brainer that kids are signing up for this. What does that look like, one, for the kid, and two, like for the I don't want to call lazy parenting. I don't want to call any parents out right now, but lazy parents who want to do their workout and they also want to have the kid in. And like, is there a way to set it up where like the kids are doing the Ultimate Warrior stuff on one side and the parents are doing a workout on the other? Or is it like there's kids hours versus...
Yeah, so, that's something we're actually working on. That's been the company again is Ultimate Ninjas. That's how it all started, and it started as only children's training. And recently, that's when Tori and I got hired by the company to offer adult training because all the parents were coming in and going, "Hey, man, I want to do this."
Yeah, that's like, immediate. I saw that it was kids first. I was like, it would take literally me walking in the room for like 3 minutes. I'm like,
right.
Case of beer, where do I go?
Yeah,
I want to run up that wall. So anyways, where we're going now is because we found there is a need for not only adults and kids, but now at the same time, like you said, a lot of parents are asking for open gym or class sessions where we're going to integrate kids and adult training. And we have not implemented that yet, but the facilities haven't even opened yet. So the ones in Naperville and Libertyville are going to be a little bit more forward on those types of programs, I believe. And we're really looking to open up at least open gym times where parents and kids can be on the floor at the same time, playing around, hanging out, and really getting to turn that fun into fitness together and really setting that in motion.
For my two cents in this, I mean, having talked to quite a few business owners, and we've had several gyms come through different, you know, Crosstown and a few other fitness facilities. The one thing I've never heard of ever before in a way that would actually make sense is kids and parents being able to work out and spend time together and like kind of develop this passion for fitness. This to me seems like that one thing I've ever seen that enables you to like actually do both. And it, I mean, what a cool way, like a group setting where you could have like, especially for beginners on both sides to like, you know, do that together.
Yeah.
So actually, Naperville and Libertyville haven't offered these services yet, but our first location in Chicago, which is on West Montrose Ave. We do offer that time where parents and kids can come and do open gym. It's from 9 to 10 on Sundays. So there is that 1 hour that we were able to get parents and kids both on the floor together doing obstacles.
Very cool. Let everyone know real quick where they can sign up for this and where to go. And just one more time on how to get their kids to do some Ninja Warrior work.
Yeah, check out our website, ultimateninjas.com. You'll find links to our Naperville, Libertyville, and Chicago locations. Definitely follow us on Instagram, Ultimate Ninjas. Where else?
We offer, I mean, we offer kids classes for kids. We offer birthday parties. We offer open play. And then for the adults, we also have the open play in the evening times on Tuesdays and Thursday evenings from 7 to 9. And then we offer those adult fitness classes with UltaFit. First thing in the morning, Monday through Saturday, starting at 6 a.m. And then every hour after that. For the
Very cool. Awesome. Thank you guys so much for coming in.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
We will be back after the break.